Exclusive, Club for Growth Ad Exposes Democrat Mark Kelly's Role in Record Inflation. By Sean Moran on October 26, 2022. The Club for Growth Action released an ad on Wednesday exposing Senator Mark Kelly's, Diaz, role in the historic inflating that Arizonans continue to face under President Joe Biden, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. This is your wallet with Mark Kelly in the Senate. Fried by higher prices, the narrator said in the Club for Growth Action ad, showing a wallet being fried in a pan. Cooked upon when Kelly followed by Biden's recipe of reckless spending. Printing trillions we don't have, causing prices in Arizona to boil almost higher than any other state. Mark Kelly, just say no, the narrator added. The ad highlights the reckless spending that Kelly has voted for, which has led to higher inflation. The Club for Growth Action said that Kelly's voting record is directly killing Arizonans' ability to make a living and even retire. While Mark Kelly is spending his campaign pretending to be a moderate, Arizona voters know he's to blame for the devastating and record-setting inflation, Club for Growth Action President David McIntosh said in a statement. After voting with Biden and Schumer 96% of the time, Arizona voters know Mark Kelly's voting record is killing your salary and retirement, and they're going to do something about it by voting for Blake Masters. Kelly has voted for Biden's largest spending bills, including the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, or Biden's Coronavirus Aid Bill, and the $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act, which, despite its moniker, does not significantly reduce inflation. During a debate with his Republican opponent, Blake Masters, Kelly said that the Inflation Reduction Act would cut the deficit by hundreds of billions of dollars, where in reality, the bill contains many policy offsets and budget gimmicks, and would actually increase the deficit. Kristen Tate, an analyst at Young Americans for Liberty, said that among the reason for the decade's high inflation includes the extended unemployment benefits included in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. There are various reasons for the current inflation surge. Perhaps the largest is yet another coronavirus-related emergency action that has outlived its purpose, the role of federal extended unemployment benefits. The payouts, which started at $600 per week, expired and were replaced with $300 per week. Our economy has not healed itself completely, but paying people not to work is one of the major forces harming our fragile recovery from COVID-19 shutdowns. Inflation has especially harmed Arizonans, as Phoenix, Arizona is the number one in the nation for inflation. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.